Hello, my name is Hector, calling you from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And am I speaking with ID Mena?
Oh, no, this is Alexandra.
Oh, Alexandra. Oh, thank you, Alexandra. Sorry about that. And well, in this case, you say that you're already registered to vote in Phoenix, right?
Yeah, we are here.
Awesome, awesome. Good to hear now. And in this case, no, it's a long way. I know that it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you vote in the November election for President of the United States, Senate, and Congress, another state in a local office? Almost certain to vote? Probably
mm-hmm.
vote?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Certainly. Uh-huh.
Okay. Taking what and what is the year of your year of born?
Who I'm voting for?
Oh no, it's the your day and your year of born.
Oh, 1997.
Okay, thank you so much for letting me know that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And well, in this case, let me ask you this: are you in this case? Is anyone in your household Hispanic or Latin American?
Yes, we are. All of us.
Okay. All of us? Oh, good to hear that. And thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you're personally not too motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, and very motivated or extremely motivated to vote?
Not too motivated because it's pretty hard with giving the options, but... We're still going to use our voice, though.
Oh, okay, not a problem. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix right now are going on the right direction, or do you feel that it's going on the wrong direction, wrong track?
Mm-hmm. There's always room for improvement, I'm sure.
Okay, perfect, understood. And well, in this case, now I'm going to read you some names of public figures. And well, in this case, let me know if you're very in favor for this person or very in favor. Okay?
I haven't done enough research, honestly, so I don't think I can answer.
Let me give you the names and you let me know if you know or you don't know this person. Katie okay. Hobbs?
I mean, I only seen the name around, but I don't really know too much of where the... Yeah.
Not a problem. And Carlos Galindo Elvira?
Yeah, I only seen their name around again, but...
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Not a problem. And Marcelino Quiñones?
Not too familiar with that one.
Not too familiar? Okay, perfect. And well, Ana Hernandez?
Yeah, not too familiar with that one either.
Okay. And Katie Gallego?
Yeah, I've heard of that one, but, yeah, don't really.
Not a problem. Don't worry about that. And overall, in this case, do you approve or disapprove the job that is at the Office of Phoenix, the Counseling of Phoenix doing right now?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Well, so if you approve or disapprove the job that the Phoenix City Counseling is doing right now?
I don't really know.
You don't know. Not a problem. Totally understand. And now, thinking about the election of November, so in this case for president, if the election was today, so do you think that you're going to vote for Democrat Joe Biden or for the Republican Donald Trump or for other candidates?
I think I'd be leaning more towards Trump, honestly.
Donald Trump, okay, mm-hmm. Understood. And well, in this case, so you, not a problem. So you say that you're on the side on the other candidates. And well, in this case, please tell me which one is the most important issue that the city needs to, in this case, focus on it. Homeless, public transportation, racial equity, crime, water quality, housing cost, job and economic development, street and road maintenance, or you don't know?
Probably the homeless problem.
Homeless problem? Okay. Understood, understood. Excellent. Perfect. So, excellent. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And after hearing more information, if the election of Phoenix City right now, counseling the worst, if you need to vote today for someone of the Phoenix City counseling, so, well, in this case, so do you think that you will vote for Marcelino Quiñones, Ana Hernandez, someone else, or you're undecided because you don't know?
I'm indecisive because I don't know, but who would you recommend?
Oh, well, actually, in this case, I don't have that option, but I totally understand you. So you actually, you don't know the candidates right now, so you're going to study, so that's not a problem. And, well, in this case, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for just historical purpose. Generally speaking, do you think that you consider yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or other thing? Hello?